State officials worry that in 10 to 15 years, Tampa Bay's robust cruise industry could run into some trouble. To get to Tampa's port, cruise ships have to pass under the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, which stretches between Pinellas and Manatee counties. But the deck of that bridge is about 185 feet high, and new cruise ships are being built as tall as 225 feet. Richard Bider works at the Florida Department of Transportation. His new report outlined the vast economic effects these new ships could have on the Tampa Bay region.
Even as we speak today, the Tampa Bay area is losing out on any mega cruise ship opportunity. So, there's current ships that are out there that can't call on Tampa Bay either as a home port or a port of call.
Bider's report also listed options of what can be done to keep that industry viable in the area. He says he looked into raising the deck of the bridge, but he says that will cost billions and is virtually impossible. Bider says it's more feasible just to tear down the bridge and build a new one, which could also cost around $2 billion. The cheapest option includes building a brand new cruise terminal further west, but that could pose environmental and political issues. Bider says the final option is to do nothing, which is something the report looked at too. He says the state is not making recommendations and is leaving it up to local governments. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.